Nolte, CNN's Mad Trump Got Mexico to Build and Pay for a Wall. By John Nolte on October 22, 2019. Mexico ended up building and paying for President Trump's southern border wall, and far-left CNN is not at all happy about it. While Trump is, finally, building the wall, the wall we all expected, and is doing so using U.S. government money, there is no question Mexico is building and paying for a different kind of wall to protect America's southern border. I'm talking about some 27,000 Mexican National Guard troops that have been an even more effective barrier against illegal immigrants, including a recent caravan of thousands from Central America who were determined to invade our country and never made it here. Naturally, because these illegal Democrats are being effectively turned away, CNN is mad and eager to shame Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador into reversing his policy. Just look at how successful it's been. Mexico, they argue, actually built U.S. President Donald Trump's border wall after all. Not with concrete or bricks or steel, but with thousands of federal forces like this camouflage-clad commander and the troops following his orders. And Mexico, they argue, is paying for it. Nearly 15,000 troops are deployed to Mexico's northern border, where they've set up 20 checkpoints, Mexican Defense Minister Luis Crescencio Sandoval said last week at a press briefing on the country's security strategy. At the southern border, 12,000 troops are deployed and have set up 21 checkpoints. Officials also touted Mexico's first transatlantic deportation flight last week. A charter flight with more than 300 Indian nationals aboard flew from Toluca, Mexico, to New Delhi, Mexico's National Migration Institute said Wednesday. To any sane American, this is an incredible victory. Trump successfully used international diplomacy, including the threat of tariffs, to get international cooperation that has finally resulted in some relief from our own border crisis. Because of that, our immigration system is under less stress, immigration centers are less crowded, and American border towns are not as overwhelmed with illegals who will either require 1. Welfare, 2. Medical care, or 3. A job that robs a law-abiding American of a job. What's more, Mexicans were not happy with these caravans trooping through their country. So Mexico finally getting off the stick to enforce its own immigration laws is A+ for the citizens of that country. The only people upset over an obvious win-win are the open border freaks desperate to flood our country with cheap labor, desperate to force an amnesty that will create more Democrats and turn the border states blue, and desperate to replace the American population with foreigners. In a recent New York Times column, headlined "Mexico is the Wall," Univision anchor Jorge Ramos noted that Trump's comments that he was using Mexico had riled many Mexicans. It's true, President Trump is using Mexico. And, against all logic, Mexico is letting him get away with it, he wrote. This has to change. In some ways, Salazar says, López Obrador is doing Trump's bidding when it comes to his government's handling of migrants. Such strict immigration enforcement along Mexico's southern border hasn't been seen before, she adds. Thanks to Trump and López Obrador, everything is better. Everything is better for America and Americans. Everything is better for our border patrol. Everything is better for Mexico and Mexicans. Everything is better for migrants abused by drug and sex traffickers. Everything is better for the migrants who caravan, who make a perilous journey only to be sent home. Everything is better, unless of course you put your partisan beliefs and your hatred of Trump above your own humanity and the rule of law. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.